first thing we need to remember is that 15 years ago, for some of us, doesn't seem that long ago, but for a lot of people, it's a long, long time ago. I teach college students, freshmen. Most of my freshmen have no recollection of September 11th. For them, it's at this point in their lives, it's history. And so we've moved on from this being that kind of immediate back of your mind for more and more people, not just in the United States, but around the world. And it's moving into that kind of category of historical issue. And the last 15 years in terms of dealing with terrorism have been extremely trying. So on the one hand, if we take a look at the United States perspective, the U.S. government, in terms of domestic issues, has put into place a lot of different efforts. They've been able to stop various terrorist efforts. We now have the entire experience of flying has altered enormously. And so they put in these mechanisms. Internationally, I think back before 9/11, Europe was much more concerned about these issues than we were. Then for a period of 7 or 8 years, I think the U.S. was more concerned. We're going back to a situation where, especially because of the refugees, but more importantly, the terrorist attacks that have been happening in Europe, Europe is becoming much more concerned. And a lot of the situation since 9/11 and the situation related to international terrorism that we're concerned about right now are more tied to Iraq and Syria than they are to September 11th. On 9/11, Islamist extremists who were housed in Afghanistan attacked us and killed many people and changed the perspective on how the U.S. needs to take violent non-state actors seriously. And we have invaded Afghanistan. And instead of putting all of our resources into Afghanistan, we also invaded a country that was led by a leader who was an awful, awful human being, and I can tell you many things that Saddam Hussein was awful about, but had nothing to do with 9/11. And we broke Iraq, and we haven't fixed it yet. And the breaking of Iraq set off a whole series of events where Iraq stayed broken and countries nearby also started to break. And that created a platform for other terrorist organizations to grow and to expand. And so now we don't talk so much about Al-Qaeda, but we spend a lot of time talking about organizations like ISIS and other organizations that are really more of a result of what we were doing in the Middle East than what was connected to Al-Qaeda and Afghanistan.
So then what is similar 15 years on now, 15 years on September 2001?
So what's similar is there are still people out there who are very serious about wanting to kill us, and some of those groups have the capability, and we're trying to prevent that. And I would say there's probably more groups than there were on September 11th and more effort, but the U.S. government has put so much more resources in trying to protect Americans from this.
It's almost hard to read headlines these days and not see evidence of some attack somewhere around the world. And so what is the potential future impact of that as, you know, people are seeing this? Is there going to be an impact of this time, 2016, that's going to last into the future?
So I think this isn't going away anytime soon, despite some of the claims that presidential candidates are making. I think we need to manage this instability, and one of the key aspects is going to be seeing how we might be able to contribute to creating stability in the Middle East that might lower these issues, right? But that's going to be a long-term process. It's not going to happen in a year, 2 years. We're talking 5 or 10 years if there is success to lower this. And the real challenge that the security forces currently face is that there are people who want to do another 9/11, and there are people who are trying, and and trying to prevent those kind of mass attacks is a real challenge, and my hope is that they continue to do so. But there's a real threat out there, and it hasn't gone away. Something that Americans need to realize is that despite everything I said, which is very scary, we still need to realize that at least for Americans, and this isn't true of all, I mean, some other countries, but for the United States, you are much more likely to die by slipping in your bathtub or by getting hit by lightning or by getting run over by a car than you are by terrorism. Much, much more likely. And so even though this threat that I'm talking about is real, we need to put it into perspective. And a lot of politicians and a lot of people are struggling with that. But it's really important that we keep that perspective, that we're cognizant, that we're still talking about a threat that is serious and important to pay attention to, but is nowhere near as big a threat as a lot of the mundane things that are around us.